Okay. Good morning. Yom Aleph. No parsha. Tomorrow night is Yom Tov of Chag Sukkos. Avolim L'Teva. Tavshin Pindes. And let's discuss something which is relevant to the mitzvah of Sukkah. It's interesting, just to start off with a little drash. So you can say that mitzvah of Sukkah is one of only two mitzvahs that you do with your entire body. You go into the sukkah. The expression they used to use was, "Negate the shtivla around in the sukkah." You go with your boots, you go into the mitzvah. What other mitzvah do you have that your whole body's inside the mitzvah?
Mikvah.
For a man, you don't really have a mitzvah, a mikvah, but you have one mitzvah for sure. It's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You're living, your whole being is in Eretz Yisrael. And they were Mas Mechel Akra, what is the pasuk in Tehillim? Vayhi b'sholem sukkoi u'ma'inase b'tziyan. Right? Vayhi b'sholem sukkoi, your entire shlemis is in the sukkah. U'ma'inase b'tziyan. And if you live in tziyan, that's also another way to be fulfilled. So by al-kapanim, the mitzvah of sukkah we know is a tremendous mitzvah. Let's learn a small part, many halachas about sukkah. We'll learn one nukud. This is something which everyone one has a gears of the Yankasa. They teach you already in Cheder that in order for the sukkah to be kosher, you have to see the stars through the schach. Right? So everyone comes in, you look up, you try to see, could you see, you know, depends if it's a cloudy night, could you see the stars through the schach? So we'll see that it's not so simple, this gears of the Yankasa. And we'll look in the Gemara, our Gemara, it's really not simple. And then we'll see what it says in the halacha, and then we'll move on to another part of the same. So the Mishnah says, "Nachav beis and sukkah as follows: Hamo'ov kemin bayis. The schach is so thick, like the roof of a house. Avapi she'ena kechavim nirin mitarche. Even though you cannot see the stars, share. You see in the Mishnah on the top. Look on the top. Hamo'ov kemin bayis. Avapi she'ena kechavim nirin mitarche. Share. Yeah." Even though you can't see the stars, it's kosher. So what does that seem to say? You don't have to see the stars. You look on the next page, the Gemara brings a brisa. It's about 8 lines, it's a few lines before the Mishnah. You'll see also the hand is pointing. Tanu Rabbanan, a brisa, very similar. Hamo'ov kimin bayis. Af al pi she'ein ha-kechavim nir mitecho, sheir. So here you'll see that there's two types of kechavim. Ein koich vecham onirin, the koich vecham we're going to see, means the rays of the sun. It's called kechavim, it doesn't literally mean a star the way we understand stars, but the rays of the sun can't be seen. That's a question if it's a chumra or a kula over the other case. But ein koich vecham onirin, mitaychav v'shamay poislin, v'beis hillel machshirin. So even koich vecham, which means the rays of the sun, which during the day you look up, and through the slats of the pieces of bamboo or mat, depending on what you have, when you look up, and you can see, for sure if it's a sunny day, you can see the rays of the sun peeking through the small crevices. So, let's say you can't. It's so thick, you use boards, and you can't see it through. Zoch Beisillel, it's kosher. So, according to the Talmud Bavli, it seems to be pretty much a closed case. This whole idea of seeing the stars is a non-starter, doesn't exist, right?
But it seems the lashon is the lashon of that b'dieved, it's kosher.
What does that mean?
So it seems that there is an inyan to see it, but if you don't see it, it's okay.
You want to say it's mamish meduyik like that in the Gemara?
Yeah,
it's so machshir, right?
The opposite. Why is it even bring seeing the stars as an issue if it's not an issue?
Oh, so this is the rush. This is the rush's point. You find many times in Masechet Sukkah, specifically when you talk about dalminim poisle machshirin. Right? So, you're saying the very fact that it says machshir is mashma that, let's say you have a machlekes in a Mishnah. One man number says paisim, the other one says machshir. So machshir only means b'dieved? We hold this pasuk. We hold this kosher. What should it be said? Let's say b'shamay says pasuk. What should b'shamay tell him? Mutal lechatchila, you should say? But this, you have a good deal. Let's turn the page. You'll see that seemingly.
So what does it mean?
He's saying, he makes a whole spiel out of it. Afal pisha ein akechavim nir.
Unless you're saying that this is a measure of the thickness of the roof, in other words, it has to do with that you have to see the stars, that we're talking about the roof of a house.
L'chor has to do, correct. L'chor has nothing, there's no Indian of seeing this. Maybe I'll be all there of sight, then I can't tell you. Maybe I'll there of sight, there's the Indian of seeing the stars when you're sitting inside. There is, not there of sight, I'm sorry. There is an Indian. It talks about because you see the Ashkach Hashem, that's part of leaving the house, that you see that we're under the care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's brought even in the Achronim and the Pesach, not just, not there of Drash. So, but achutz from them, the simple halacha is that it has to do with being in a sukkah as opposed to in a bayis. Meaning this measure of being able to see the stars is a measure in terms of being in a structure which is called a sukkah as opposed to being in your house. What's the difference between a sukkah and a house? So number one is that the roof can't have the same type of kviyas and has to be somewhat open. Obviously we know that it has to be, the roof has to be made up of something which is not mekabel tuma. And there was a gzeres chazal that they're 4 tefachim wide, that it looks like a bayis already, so they certainly can't be 4 tefachim. They can be less than 4 tefachim wide. But you can still push them all together. You go to a Home Depot, you buy slats of wood, you make sure they're less than 3 tefachim, less than 4 tefachim, I should say, and you put them all together, line them up, press them tight, so that's it, you can't see anything. So according to the Bavli, it seems that would be a case of the kechavim are not near it, and according to the Bavli, it seems that for sure it's kosher. Oh, so you turn the page, you look at the Rosh, you'll see where our Kita Aleph Rebbe got his idea from. The Rosh is in Siman Gimel. The Divrei Maaskel begins Hamolukim in Bayis. The Rosh reads as follows. He quotes our Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Ein hakechovim nir mitoicha ksheira. Ein koich mecham nir mitoicha b'sham epaisin b'sil machshir. Then he quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi halacha Gimel. Also here in the second parak of Sukkah, of course, Hada Amrit. On this we say, it seems like on that memra we say, Tzrichim hapechavim nir mitoicha. Yerushalmi says, you need to see the stars. We all know that when you have a machlokes is the Beisham and Beis Hillel, you pass them like Beis Hillel. So what does it mean you have to see the stars? Beis Hillel says it's kshir. So here's what he said, like Rav Shlomo said. Rav Levi Omar, b'koyf becham batanuk, okay, shanu, pirish, tzrichim lechatchilo, k'dektani b'braise, Beis Hillel machshirin b'diyev. This is Beis Hillel's machshir, it's only b'diyev. Abel lechatchilo tzarech shihu nir mitoicha. But l'chatchila avad, you have to be able to see the stars. And this is a halacha of Shulchan Aruch. We'll see in Simon Tofrei Shlomet Aleph of Yirna Yerchaim Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Derech HaSichuch, Liyo is Kal, it should be light, or I guess it means sparse somewhat. I mean, it doesn't mean sparse, but it has to be light enough that you can Kedesh Yirmi Menu HaKechavim HaGedoylu. Hoysom Ovokim in Bayis, Afo Bisha Ein HaKechavim Nir Mitoicha, Kshem. So which again means that bottom line, this is a more, just a brief part of the Chabura, that in terms of this idea of seeing the stars, it's a matter only lechatchila, right? And the truth is, if you go to a lot of big sukkahs, like, see, this is, you go to a tish, you go to the bubble of the sukkah mashal, you can't see anything. Nothing. You can't see it, right? Right? A lot of tish sukkahs are like it, right? They build it strong. You go to any big tish where they have hundreds or thousands of people, those type of sukkahs, they don't build like our sukkahs that you can look up and you can see. You can't see anything. So you see clear that it's not a problem according to Shulchan Aruch. Well, you're saying, why did they not build it with Chachila? Maybe they have other considerations. So they're automatically in a situation of B'di'evit. I don't know, I'm not the engineer for the sukkah, I can't tell you. But the bottom line is, if you have a reason that you can't do it, for whatever reason that it doesn't make sense, so it's also kosher. You don't have to see the stars. Now, let's turn the page. We're going to get to the Mishnah Berurah afterwards. That's just the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. Turn the page and let's see the next discussion when we spoke about it. He said, no stars, no rain. That's the other thing we all learned as children, that it has to be able to rain into the sukkah. Right? So we saw stars is l'chatchila. What about being able to rain into the sukkah? So this is not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. It doesn't say anywhere it has to rain in the sukkah. If you ever learn Masechta Sukkah on that base, Taisus brings a very interesting point, and he brings up this idea of raining into the sukkah. The Gemara says like this. Make a hand on the Gemara.
The rain will ruin the food. So,
of mitzayers, the mitzayers yaitzim. Right. Meaning, if the rain is ruining the food, then you're with it. You're saying so. You work backwards, right? But who says it has to? Let's say it's not ruining the food. So then you can just stay inside. Let's say your stock is so thick, the rain doesn't come through, so it doesn't ruin your food, right? And you're not a mitzayer, and you can remain in the sukkah. So where did it come from? So the Taisus brings like a similar raya to that Nakuza. We'll see exactly what Taisus says. The Gemara says like this. Everyone knows the first halacha of Masechta Sukkah is that sukkah shi lamala chaf amma, if it's taller than 20 ammas, it's pasul. And the Gemara says, how do you know? And the Gemara brings three different opinions in the Gemara. You have first, you have Rabba, you have Rava, I think Rav Zeira is the third one, which is on the Amud Beis. Three opinions, how you know that Lamayla Me'esrim Amma is possible. What did Rava say? So I apologize, they didn't put a hand in the Gemara, but it's Kedai, I think, to see this Gemara inside. Rav Zeira actually is the fourth. Rava's over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No, I went too far. 1 second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, yeah, 12 lines from the bottom. V'rova omar mehocha. I'll tell you how I know that the sukkah cannot be 20 amas, or taller than 20 amas, higher than 20 amas. Mehocha. Ba'asukkah is teishu shivas yomim. The Torah says, sit in a sukkah. What's a sukkah? It's obviously not your house, because if it would be your house, the Torah wouldn't tell you, sit in a sukkah. It means it's something else. Omar Torah. The Torah is telling us, kol shivas hayomim, say me dearest kva, leave your dearest kva, v'shev b'dearest arayim. So ad esrim amo, adam oise dirose dearest arayim. Until 20 amos, that's still considered dearest arayim. L'mal me'esrim amo, ein adam oise dirose dearest arayim. Elo dearest kva. So once you hit 20, it's already dearest kva, so that's considered a bias, not a sukkah. The Torah says, sit in a sukkah, not a bias. More than 20 amos is like a bias. Amalei abaye. El me'ata also mechitza shel barzel. So let's say you make a sukkah less than 20 amas. So according to the Mishnah, it's kosher. But let's say you made mechitza shel barzel. V'sichich al gavon. Hachanamik le'av a sukkah. Barzel, that's like kva. So Rabbi told him, no, it's not true. I'm going to modify my statement. I'm going to qualify what I said. Amalei. Hachikha aminolach. Ad chaf amo. The adam oisid diras of diras arim. Normally when a person is making a dira less than 20 amas, it's usually a diras arim. Sometimes he may make it very strong, but usually it's dearest arim. So therefore, ki obad le dearest arim, even if he makes it kva, b'mashal, he uses mechitza shel barzel, nami nafik, he's yaitza anyways. L'ma'ala mechof amma, the adam oisid yirasa dearest kva, even if ki obad le dearest arim, he'll make it shvach, but l'ma'ala me'esrim amma, nami le nafik. So the Torah, we could discuss the Gemara for a long time, what the Pshat is over here, but the Gemara is saying that the shear of chof amma is based on the concept of arim and kva, but at the end of the day, if you make it lamata of chaf and you make it strong like kva, it's kosher. If you make it above 20 amas and you make it flimsy, it's possible because it's a shear of what people usually make kva. Not that it actually has to be aray as opposed to kva, it's what people usually do. Now, look in Taisus over here and look at Taisus Kash. Taisus Dibra Amasto ki ovid le diris kva shapidon. Few lines in Taisus, you see the hand points, the entire time for Taisus. The kiva, delay chashinon, elashatehei, ru'uya. We see that the criteria of the Gemara, the way it explains, Rav explains the Mishnah, is that not that it actually has to be Arei and not Kva, it has to be such a type of Sukkah which is Ru'uya La'aseis Arei, and therefore, even if you go ahead and do things which are Kva in the structure of the Sukkah, it's going to be kosher anyways. Va'av Abisha is a Kva, it's still kosher. Im Kena, my Omar, why does it say in the Gemara in kindness, Geshomim is Simin Klola B'chav? Why does it say that if it rains, it's Simin Klola? Va'aloi, take boards, nail them down. Okay, let's say you have to nail it with wooden nails, with wooden pegs as opposed to metal. It shouldn't be done on a kabatoma. Fine, so you use pegs. But you can make it airtight. The roof, it won't rain. If it's not going to rain, so what's the problem? Oh, it's kva. But you see, it doesn't have. It's not a problem if it's literally kva. It has to be roy. So if it's lamata kavama, and the sukkah is a normal size, you can actually do things which are kva, that doesn't pass the sukkah. So nail it in, and if you'll nail it in, rain's not going to come. So how can the Gemara go ahead and say that if it rains on sukkahs, it's a single klal? And what we know, the Gemara actually in sukkah also brings later, it's like the Rav tells the Eved, he's kicking him out of the sukkah. You kick me out of the sukkah, I'm sitting in the sukkah, it's raining, I don't feel a thing. When it rains in your house, is it also a single klal? If you're sitting in your house and it's raining, it's not a single klal. Certain times of the year, it rains, certain days, it rains, that's okay. So what's the problem on sukkahs? It's going to rain on you. Why is it raining on you? Why don't you just build a roof which won't allow the rain to seep in? According to the Gemara, that's not a psalm.
But what's Pshat? I don't remember the Mishnah or the Gemara. What's Pshat Simakol? Simakol, because you can't be in the carriage from this floor. Simakol is that the Rebbe sending us a message that what you mitzvah.
So what's the message? But what we hear doesn't want you mitzvah. If you're eating matzah on Leil Pesach and it's raining, the Mishnah doesn't want you mitzvah. What does rain have to do with not wanting? The reason why it shows that the Emissary doesn't want our mitzvah is because try sitting in your sukkah when it rains without the shlach, right? You can't sit there, right? You have to get out. So then that's like a message. But if that's what this is bothered by. But if a sukkah can be built in a way where the rain can come down and you can sit in the sukkah without any problem whatsoever, so why is that a siman klal? Siman klal means that there actually is a siman. It's not just the. It's not theoretical, it's practical. That is like a real message here that you can't sit here. As a matter of fact, we know that if it's not, it's potter from Sukkah, and the Shulchan Aruch says he's Nikra Shaitiv, Nikra Hadith, I'm sorry. If he stays in the Sukkah when it's raining, and it's raining on him and he's potter, he's considered a Hadith, which means Pashas, he's not even Yetzin. So then that's a message. But if, like Kesha is saying, based on this Gemara, that you can build a Sukkah which is rain proof, right? So then what's the problem? That's what's bothering this. So I'm Leyach Lepoyim and Hanasar Masmeim. We know that boards that are wider than 4 tefachim are possible for sukkah midirabanan. Why? Even if it's wood is a kosher material to use for sukkah, but if it's wider than 4, it's awesome midirabanan, gzeiras tikkur. Once it looks too much like a house, we're worried the person is going to say, Mali, I think this is actually quotes Lashon Gemara, Keshi, Dan Rina, Omar, Lakam, Lepirkin, Lepunti, the Remei, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mesachim, and the Sarm, the Imach, Sheris, Behu. If you would use slats of wood which are more than 4 tefachim, asu lemeima mali l'sachich bazeh, mali leishi tachas tikras besi. Ubeise, vali pasal midirax, sokom rachmanu lebeise shokoy besashonim. There certainly has to be some sort of distinction between your house and the sukkah, right? So if you're sitting in your house, for sure you're not yetzer. If you go into a sukkah and you build a roof which is so similar to your house, the hainu, that you use pieces of wood which are 4 tefachim wide, which that's pretty much like the lumber that you see them putting onto the roof of a house. So then you may become confused and next year you'll sit in your house. So that the Chazal Pasel. Midrabonon, not midiraisi. Badawa the Sukkah Mahmoud of Yosha, the Kabakan Fair Taisis, the way also Elamidra, listen to the very interesting point that Taisis makes. Kivan the way also Elamidra Bonon, Loishai Chalamema Shak Shomim Simit Klala. He says, if let's say you use pieces of wood which are 4 tefachim, midiraisi it's kosher. The Chachom said it's possible. So these pieces of wood which are 4 tefachim, they can protect you from the rain. It's not like a roof, right? You nail it down, you're protected. So why is it a siman klal? Oh, Teretz says, it's not good. You have to, you're not allowed to have shusha. But this is, that's only midirabanan, you can't have shusha. It doesn't pass to say that it's a siman klal, because Baruch is kicking you out, if according to the Torah, it's a kosher shusha, and only according to the chachamim, they say that you can't sit there. That doesn't make sense, like Teretz. It has to be that even midiraisa you should not be able to be yaitzeh in order for the Gemara to say that it's a siman klal.
Why today in a wood?
He just means that it should be steady. It shouldn't move. It shouldn't move. It should be tight together. In a kanami, if you could do it without nails, he's speaking practically. Oh, zotes. Yeshlai Maritis says an important point. Nehi is a chiddush not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. Yeshlai Maritis. Nehi deloy chayshinu mitzvanos I ava lo kvan. Which means that the Gemara made a statement. Rava said that if you make the sukkah lamat of Chof Amma, you could build it with mechita shel barzel. It could be really kva. Since the derech of less than 20 amas is not to build kva, so even if you use walls which are kva, it's kosher. Mikol malkim b'schacha she'ikar ha'sukkah al shem haschach. That's the main part of the sukkah. That's why it's called the sukkah al shem haschach. Loi miskasher ad the oved la'aron. Not enough that I could make it aron. It has to actually be aron. And therefore, if you're going to use wood and nail it down in a way that it can't rain in, that is considered kva, and it's a psul in the sukkah. That is the chiddush of Taisis. Not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. That's what Taisis says. We'll stop over there in the Taisis. And let's see the Torah on the next page.
Is that even Rabbi Yehuda?
Who says what?
Rabbi Yehuda
holds that a sukkah has to be kva. Yeah, we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, because we know the sukkah is dearest aray. No, which if he holds to be kfa, then saying, how is he going to understand the Gemara about the shaman?
Oh, well, what does he say about the sukkah?
Okay, from what you the holds of the Mishnah, Lamal Mesamam is kosher, right?
Lamal Mesamam, why?
Because the Yerushalayim of the Gemara says, correct.
Right, but is he referring only to the wall of the Mesamam? So the staff is not.
You see, when even Reb Bukhara, I would imagine that he's referring even to staff, because he's on the whole sukkah. Again, El Gemara is conceding that even in the Tanakhama, there's a certain amount of ka which you are allowed to have, right? Which the Gemara says it's roi to be arai, and Taisa says that's only in the walls. But still, there's a certain amount of ka. If you the hell, everything can be ka. I would imagine that's what it meant. But it's a good question. I don't know. I can't say certain with certainty. Now, What does the Torah say? Look on the next page, look at the Torah. What's the halacha over here? Does it have to be able to rein in? So again, Tais is saying, which we'll see, it's quoted in the name, the Tais does not bring any specific Baal HaTaisvis who said this chiddush. He just says the Yishleimer. We'll see, it's quoted all over in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Even though Tais doesn't bring Rabbeinu Tam, but it's always quoted in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that the halacha is that a sukkah has to be able to allow rain to penetrate. And why is that? Because otherwise, it's kva. And when it comes to the schach, which is the ikra sukkah, it's not enough for it to be roi to be kva. To be ara, it has to actually be ara. And rain not coming in means it's not ara. Okay, look the Torah. It's in Tafresh Laman Aleph, Sif Gimel. The tzarech shelo yasa kisuya of ma'oit. Kadesh yakechavim v'nitzitzi ha'shemesh near mitefer. Which is what we saw before. You should be able to be able to see the stars, or at least the rays of the sun. It's a question of which one is easier to see. Avol di'evet, says the Torah, but b'di'evet, afilu mu'ova k'min ba'ez k'shir. Even if you can't see it, it's good. Like we saw, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's mutter. It's okay. It's a kosher sukkah. Then he brings like this. V'rabenu tam, pasak, shemasa ova mo'oid, she'en ha'mata yachal le'yirin ba, so thick that the rain can't get p'suva. Afal gav the base hill machshir mu'uva k'min ba'ez, which means as follows. These are really two levels of the same concept. It's thick enough that you can't see the stars, but the evidence cautious. At that point, rain can still come in. Even if it's so tight that you can't see the stars or the rays of the sun, you know, like a leak in your house, it doesn't have to be, you don't necessarily, if you have a leak, it doesn't mean necessarily you can look out of the roof and see the sun, right? You don't see it if you have a leak in your house, but there's some sort of opening and there's a leak, right? So, it's the next level over here. You don't have to be able to see the stars, at least with the evidence kosher. But what about, but still, the rain is coming through. Let's say I'll tighten it even more, even that can't get through. So after that, Rabbeinu Tam holds this puzzle. Haynu dafka, she'in ha'techam v'cham v'nir mitaycha. Then it's kosher. Avu k'she'in yocha l'hamotar, or l'hamtir mitaycha, psula, afil l'beisila. That's Rabbeinu Tam holds. V'adoni ovi ha'rashzal, loy hevi dvar v'psakam. Now this is the kudah here from the Torah. He says, if my father doesn't bring it, it means he doesn't paskin like that. If he held like that, he would bring it. So if my father, the Rosh, doesn't bring it, the halacha is not like Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, so here's the question. What's the halacha? You have a matzik, does Rabbeinu Tam hold it's paskin? The Rosh held it was kosher. Obviously, the Torah always follows his father, the Rosh. So what's the halacha? So let's take a look at the thing in Shulchan Aruch. There's only one problem. Does it say anything in Shulchan Aruch? But the Torah understood from his father, if he didn't bring it, nothing. That means it's kosher. If he doesn't say anything, that means it's kosher. If it would be puzzle, he would have to tell us that it was puzzle. So, if Aziz did the Rosh hold, it's kosher. But what does the Shulchan Aruch hold?
The Rosh would follow with the Beis Yosef.
Then what if the Shulchan doesn't
bring it? Down,
it's kosher, right? So, even the Chatzilah is kosher, which is a Chiddush, because to see the stars, which is a lower level than that, he had to tell us that b'di'evet it's kashim, right? And the Rosh brought it. When it comes to raining, totally, it's quiet. Turn back now, let's go back to Mishnah Berurah, because here's where you see the Shulchan Aruch. He brings the halacha about the stars, and then nothing, it's quiet. He does not bring the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch does not bring the halacha, not one way or the other. He doesn't say anything about being able to rain into the sukkah. But the Acharim all talk about it. It's not like they ignored it and, you know, just combined. We all talk about this halacha of rain, and we'll see here a very big chiddush halacha, a fundamental difference between these two inyonim, between the inyon of the stars and the rain, these two different levels of density of the schach. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here. Look at the hand. It's in the middle of Sif Katan Hay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Middle of the line, there's a hand pointing, I am pri megadim. Mishnah Berurah brings like this, I am pri megadim shekasa. The efshir is possible, le'inyan re'iyas hakechavim, die b'chol ha'sukkah im huroya rak b'mokum echad. Come, stop for a second. What does he say? That in terms of seeing the stars, what's the idea? That if you can see the stars, then you left the house, right? So, do you have to be able to see the stars between every slat? No. In your house, you can't see the stars anywhere, right? You see the stars anywhere through the roof of your house, not in one spot either. So as long as you see the stars, even in one spot, even though in the rest of the sukkah it's so thick that you can't see out, it's kosher. So you come out and say, I can't see the stars. So it's a b'di'evet, it's not b'di'evet. look around, even find one little thing that the ray of the sun comes through, that's good enough. That is good enough. But Zakta Primigo, the Masha Enkin, Bimahoya Mu'uva Harbi Ma'id, the next level, Ad She'in Hageshim Yachal Leir B'Teichai, to the extent that the rain cannot get in, Lamanda Omar the Psu, according to the opinion that Rabbeinu Tam that passels. So then, Kol She'esh Dalat Tfachim Biyachad, Schach Pasel Mikri. What happens when you have Schach Pasel in the Sukkah? Passel the whole Sukkah, right? So if you have even one area where the rain cannot get in, it's sealed off, the rain can't get in, it's going to passel the entire Sukkah. He understands this concept of Rabbeinu Tam altogether differently than the idea of having Kaychovim. Here it means that if the schach does not allow in, it doesn't mean that your sukkah b'chlal is not like a house. It means that these panels or these boards which are on top of you are not fulfilling the mandate of schach. This is not schach. Why? Because schach lets it rain. Hashem haschach, schach lets it rain. This doesn't let it rain. So it's not the sum total of the whole sukkah. It's each individual piece of schach. Does it let in the rain? It doesn't let in the rain. So if you have any area of dalet tefachim, which within that dalet tefachim you can't get in, it's going to parcel the entire sukkahs of the Mishnah Berurah. And let's see further in the next sifkatan vav, afa pish inek echavim, retzuleima, leigdoilav leigtanim, that's the shear of how big the stars have to be, v'kosvu achareinim, again, because it's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, he brings it in the Mishnah Berurah. V'kosvu achareinim, yikom okay. Im hi mu'uv kol kach, ad she'inak sham, yichayim leil l'teicha, afil k'shiyonik sham rubim, it means, it doesn't mean it's starting to drizzle. It's raining hard, and it can't get in. It can't have a k'ein besoy. Yesh lahachmir v'lifsom yishum zeris bias. It's like a bias. It's not like a sukkah. Or mikol makom. He says b'di'evad kasha iyev shalito k'sas me'asach. If it's not possible to do anything else, b'pnei ezesiba yesh lus mechal machshir. L'maisa b'shipur says b'di'evad you can be makom. B'di'evad here, he says, means you pasha have no etzer. This is the only sukkah you have. You're stuck. Not b'di'evad like by the stars. By the stars, it means okay, sure. You can't see the stars. You kasher anyways. Here he says, if it's EF Shabinyanach, it's quoting the Shari Chuv, which is on the page over here. If it's EF Shabinyanach, but in order to fulfill, let's say you could remove it, you could set up your sukkah in such a way that the rain will come in. If the rain does not come in, even in one chelik of the sukkah, it's going to pass. It's going to pass. So let's see over here now. So I wanted to get to a fascinating turn now to go back over here, past the Torah over here, to Sefer Moedim is Manna from Rabbi Shesternbuch. He brings something fascinating from Chaim Baloshim. Because, in truth, you can really ask, what is the chiluk between these two things? Yep. If, when it comes to Kechavim, we say, for some, why is it that rain has to be able to come in? What did Rabbi Tam say? Why does it have to be able to rain into the sukkah? Because otherwise it's like a bias, right? So, in your bias, if it rains in part of the house, it's no good, right? You pull the roof right away. You don't say, oh, it's just in one part of the house, no big deal. A bias doesn't rain anywhere. So if it rains in one part, why is the Mishnah Berurah saying that it passels the whole sukkah? L'chayra, as long as it rains in one part, that already shows us that this is not a bias anymore, right? But that's not, we follow the Mishnah Berurah. But let's see where Rabbi Shishtarim said a fascinating thing, which is a big chiddush. I don't know if anyone follows this halacha. But he brings the Mishnah Berurah and says, Ma'ayim b'zman l'chiddush aleph simin tzadik vav. And he writes over here in the Dibra Masel b'ha Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, he brings over here Masik Kaprim Gadim, which means he concludes like the Prima Gadim, the Hashir Schach, the Pasul, Kesha'in Geshomim Yardim B'Teche, he Dalat Fachim, Kesha'a Schach Pasul, which means that if you have Dalat Fachim that cannot, where rain does not penetrate, that's going to Pasul the rest of the Sukkah. As just mentioned, unless you have another, you have enough room on the other side where you would have a Kashir Sukkah and walls without that area. Right? I mean, that's a separate, I want to get a technical discussion about Tzach Pasul. If you have a sukkah, right, with four walls, just to look over here for a second, if you have a sukkah like this, right, let's say this whole table is a sukkah, and you have Tzach Pasul over here, but over here, and even four Tzvachim, or ten Tzvachim over here, Tzach Pasul, but you still have one wall, two wall, three walls right here, so this area is a sukkah, is a freestanding sukkah, it doesn't need that area. So it means it's in a spot which would, you know, delegitimize the whole sukkah because of the way it's situated with the walls. You're missing one of your walls. But it can, doesn't mean it certainly does, but it can possibly the entire sukkah, depending on where it's located, it's not possible. Just in terms of what the halacha really is. Zavtamayad imazman. Uladvarov, uladaiti, dvarov tzarachim. The kishemesazil ba'ifin she'ing sham yardim tefecha, enak so beschach, shu schach pasol. It's a psul on the place. Shuhu kibayis, bulayara. Vimkein nire, Shafil b'chol asuka. Yesh rak mokum echol chikshomim yordim. Tzadi. It's already a kosher asuka. The havadai lo yodu kamik. Would you live in a house that had a big leak in one side of the dining room? No, we'll eat on the other side. Nobody does that. V'hi rak v'yirs arim king kosher. He doesn't understand the Prima Gaudin at all. Shuv Heir Hashem es Enai Umatsasi Eisha Ahava Nafshi De Besefer Heir Eitz Chaim Mevi Shmur B'Shem Mephis Ador Hagor Reb Chaim Yivalozhin Zatzal De Misha Reutel Ahadir L'Kayim Kol HaChag Mitzvah Sukkah Afilu B'Shas HaKshovim. He wants to be out to the mitzvah even when it's raining. Yaniach somach lepesach b'mokum shak shomim le'azikulay near the entrance way, not where the table is, on the other side of the sukkah, not where you're sitting. Over there, leave an opening, you know, sparse schach shabalav hachi emish dam shachar. You're not sitting there anyways. You're sitting on the other side. Leave a chur gada. Doesn't mean too much because then it's cham some rub mitzilsa. Sheyachaylan liris kechavim u'geshomim yechaylan leir b'teichal. And then the rest of the sukkah, the mezachet is so thick that the rain can't get in. V'yoytze sheish heker al yedei chur the ledam of the bayis. Ayin shom shlein isbar lo yimashmunachayim. Lemaisa, he's not 100% sure that this is accurate. It hasn't been verified that Reb Chaim Volozhin has said it. But this is, he said that they bring it from the Sefer Peretz. I don't know who the Sefer Peretz Chaim is. I have to tell you, I didn't look. I didn't research who the Sefer is, but he brings that. I can't imagine that the guy, just like a Heintike Sefer that he made up, I don't think he would even bring it. It was just, I don't know, we have to look into this. But he said, even on that, he says that it's not, it hasn't been verified, so don't rely on this Shmuah. But it's an amazing Chiddush that Reb Chaim Volozhin said, if Yitaka said it, that you have one area of the Sukkah which rain can get in, that makes it not a bias, it becomes a Dearest Arai. And then while it rains, you don't have to leave. You can sit in the sukkah. L'chari, you can even make a bracha. What's wrong? You're not mitzayir. What's the whole problem? Only the problem, the reason why you can't make a bracha is because you're mitzayir and it's ruining the food and you want to run out. But if you are not mitzayir, because in your area of the sukkah, the rain is not coming through, it should be kosher. L'fid v'arin ha'dvar me'irin, shev k'sham yoyed m'vachem echad, su lo'idam mi'l'bayis v'asukkah k'sheiro. But then he brings rakam m'vachem echad, yivan mi'erzeruah, which is one of the rishonim, it's not necessarily mean you're not mechuyev to do that. You would say, oh, here's an eitzah, you should never have to leave in the rain. So why isn't every person obligated to build a sukkah that way? You're not mechuyev to do it, but if you do, it's an eifin to be mekayim the mitzvah at all times. Avo b'yisayt v'reinu, sh'iv v'malkav echad yodin sh'om le'dami l'bayi s'sagi, nira sh'yesh lonu ilon gadol l'chlis alav. He seems like he holds that it's a good idea. That you want to sit in the sukkah while it rains, you should build one part of the sukkah with schach, which is thick enough that doesn't let the rain in, let it rain on the other side, and you can sit there and make a bracha. You never have to leave the sukkah. Maybe the bottom of the sukkah is like that, right? So the rain doesn't come in, but you still would need one spot, he says. You have to leave that one spot where the rain should be able to get in. Now,
why?
What?
It's place of a rabbi in the town. The Maisa of Shulchan Aruch isn't.
The Shulchan Aruch is not correct. The Shulchan Aruch does not bring a rain in the town at all. But the Maisa, which daily are placed in the daily Achareinim, all bring to be chashish for Rabbeinu Tam. They do, which is interesting. Like you're saying, that the Shulchan Aruch himself doesn't bring it. Not the Shulchan Aruch, not the Rama. They don't bring it.
Reb Chaim Volozhin was before Prima Gaudin, no?
Reb Chaim Volozhin was.
I think so.
It could be. I'm not sure, but it's certainly around the same time. Reb Chaim Volozhin was the Talmud of the Gra. The Prima Gaudin was also in the mid 1800s. No, earlier, the beginning of the 1800s. I'm not sure.
He might have not known it.
The way I understand is that the Prima Gaudin, I don't know about in terms of. No, that would have been a later generation. Someone told me, I don't know if this is true, that the Prima Gaudin, there was a time, he had Redifus, he ran from place to place. And the Prima Gaudin, he lived with a tremendous daichak, he had no money, he had a very difficult life. So said there was a time that he lived in Redishak, he lived with the Chavrus of Reb Levitz. They say Reb Levitz was a big Talmud Chacham, by the way, besides the famous Chassidus, Kedush HaSlevi, he was a big Talmud. They say he lived together with the Chavrus of the Prima Gaudin. I don't know if it's true or not. But there's a little bit of a time frame, because Chaim Volozhin is like, you talk about the second generation, like the Mizrach Magid, and then too much just in generations of Hasidus, you have the Baal Shem, the Mizrach Magid, and then Kedushas Levi comes afterwards. He's the Talmud already of the Mizrach. So seemingly he would be one generation later, but they could have possibly overlapped, or maybe even, I don't know with certainty which generation. But again, I just want to just end off over here with the Aruch HaShulchan, because the Chayra, the Rebbeinu Tam, went ahead and said that there's a Chiddush that the Tzchach has to be Dafka Ara. And the Torah said, Ari Mamish. And the Torah said that the Rosh doesn't bring it. So the question is, why is it that the Rosh disagrees with the Rebbeinu Tam? So he just gives an explanation, the Aruch HaShulchan. So I thought it was kedai to end off with that. The Aruch HaShulchan is also, of course, in Tafir Shlamet Aleph. Sif Vav. The hand points over in the first column. Derech HaSichuch. Leah's column, first he brings Allah about the stars. Kedeshi Yikoche Chamanir, Mitech Yigam, Mitech Yilailo, Mitech Yichama, Mitech Yashemesh. On them, the Evid, Afimim, Uvukim, Bayes, Hafikah, Chachami, Nir, Mitech Yachem. But the Evid, you don't have to see it. Because of the Torah. Shabbat Yotam Pasak, Shem En Hamote Yochel Leil Otecha, Psuva. Baharosh Lehevize, Ayin Shom, Betayim Shom Yotam Tam, Umidamin Reish Tainish, Shak Shom, Simit Klol Bachad. So what's the Rosh going to do with that Gemara? It says the Simit Klol. You have to figure out the Gemara. Vachain Omru Shiyotze Besukum, Miridus Kshomen. It also says that if it's raining, you leave. So, also a little bit of a problem, especially like a kind of a lesson. He's saying you should just, no problem, you sit inside the sukkah while it rains. It says you leave when it rains. Then mutl sach ba'ifin shloyer nukshomim ainzis in the club of loyetim in a sukkah. You can just stay on. What's the problem? You're not going to leave. The time shall rush nearly. Zaktiv aruch hashulchan. Dotnan mesachachim benesarim hapchusim idal tfachim. That we know, you could use slats which are less than dal tfachim. But pshita, kishenesachach ba'hem loyer nukshomim. He says, just you see from the mission itself, and the fact that you can use boards which are, let's say, 3.5 tfachim, why would rain get in? So he holds it's already indicated in the Gemara. He still doesn't answer the question. Maybe you're obligated to space them apart. Ain't lemer shiachik mashu neser mineser, because the Gemara says it's a sin of klal, so it must be that you should space it apart a little bit that rain should be able to get through. Minolano lemakin. The Gemara doesn't say it by us that you have to space it apart, so as long as they're not 4 tfachim, it's kosher. Elevada, here's the pshat. The Rube Haschachim, hey madam, shak shomim yordan, derech haschach. Generally speaking, when you use chach, like we use chach, the rain comes through. Could the chesed ben achem, you read the pasuk, tzu ahar b'viu al izayis. Mind me, I didn't look up the pasuk, I don't know what it says with you. Al kaponim, schach generally is a type of material which allows rain to come through. Because chachim shalom, like our schach. Val ke'elu, shaninu du simen klala. V'yoytzim en asofa. The material is not makabel tomo, and it's not for tefachim, so it's kosher v'schach. But pump in aksham yordan shero. He says just because you decide to use something which doesn't allow the rain to penetrate doesn't pass the sukkah. Schach generally is that type of material which allows you use things which grow from the ground. You use leaves, you use branches. What happens? Rain comes through, right? But if you fashioned wood, thick pieces, enough that it doesn't get through, and it's not a discussion. It doesn't say anywhere it has to be something which lets rain come through. He's just saying it's a simen klal because that's the derech of how you masachet the sukkah. What's the biggest raya? Look at any sukkah. Walk around the neighborhood, look at the sukkah, you'll see it. Nice bamboo, they have mats. They used to use a pine leaf, pine trees, right? Back in the day. So these are all materials which allow the rain to come through. But if somebody decides that he doesn't want to do that, and that's the basis of the rush, who does not bring Rabbeinu Tam at all. Again, the Rosh would hold, L'chatchilot Mutter, and again, the Shulchan Aruch, like you pointed out, does not bring this at all. So, the Rosh holds in Gantz and it's Mutter, L'chatchilot, that the entire sukkah should be covered.
You don't even need a Rechaim Lashon.
You don't even need a Rechaim Lashon. The entire sukkah could be covered with schach that does not allow it to penetrate. But even, according to, you see the Shibur goes with the Prima Godim, that you do need Sham and Yardim. Rechaim Lashon, again, Everybody Shemach himself says we're not sure what the accuracy of this Messiah is that he held like this, but the Pasha says, like the Prima Godim says, that it has to be able to rain in every part, which is interesting. There's a chilik between Kechav and Nir, which you only need one part of the Sukkah, and Kshom Yardim, which means the entire Sukkah has to be able to allow the rain to come through. Okay, wait, sir.